We will read today from the world's religions on the theme, Illuminating Our Path. We read from the Hindu scripture. The one who meditates on understanding as Brahman attains the worlds of understanding and knowledge and can, of their own free will, reach as far as understanding reaches. The one who meditates on understanding as Brahman. We offer to the omniscient God our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine wisdom. We read from the Buddhist scripture. With single-mindedness, the master quells his thoughts. He ends their wandering. Seated in the cave of the heart, the master finds freedom. How can a troubled mind understand the way? If a person is disturbed, they will never be filled with knowledge. An untroubled mind, no longer seeking to consider what is right and what is wrong, a mind beyond judgments, watches and understands. We offer to the omniscient God our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine compassion. We read from the Zoroastrian scripture. We worship the memory of Ahura Mazda to keep the holy word. We worship the understanding of Ahura Mazda to study the holy word. We worship the tongue of Ahura Mazda to speak the holy word. We worship the mountain that gives understanding, that preserves understanding. We worship it by day and by night with offerings of libations well accepted. We offer to the omniscient God our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine purity. We read from the Jewish scripture. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, Because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. We offer to the omniscient God our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine law. We read from the Christian scriptures. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, Which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said unto him, Well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. We offer to the omniscient God our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine self-sacrifice. We read from the scripture of Islam. You should greet one another with the greeting of peace, prescribed by Allah, blessed and pure. Thus Allah makes his revelations clear to you, so that you may grow in understanding. We offer to the omniscient God our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine unity. Let us have a silence. Let us pray. Most gracious Lord, Master, Messiah, and Savior of humanity, we greet thee with all humility. Thou art the first cause and the last effect, the divine light and the spirit of guidance, Alpha and Omega. Thy light is in all forms, thy love in all beings, in a loving mother, in a kind father, in an innocent child, in a helpful friend, in an inspiring teacher. Allow us to recognize thee in all thy holy names and forms, as Rama, as Krishna, as Shiva, as Buddha. Let us know thee as Abraham, as Solomon, as Zarathustra, as Moses, as Jesus, as Mohammed, and in many other names and forms, known and unknown to the world. We adore thy past. Thy presence deeply enlightens our being, and we look for thy blessing in the future. O Messenger, Christ, Nabi, the Rasul of God, thou whose heart constantly reaches our Lord, thou comest on earth with a message, as a dove from above when the Dharma decayeth, and speakest the word that is put into thy mouth, as the light filleth the crescent moon. Let the star of the divine light shining in thy heart be reflected in the hearts of thy devotees. May the message of God reach far and wide, illuminating and making the whole humanity as one single brotherhood in the fatherhood. We read from the Gayan. The lover of goodness loves every little sign of goodness. The lover overlooks the faults and fills up the gaps by pouring out love and supplying that which is lacking. This is real nobility of soul. Religion, prayer, and worship are all intended to ennoble the soul, not to make it narrow, sectarian, or bigoted. One cannot arrive at true nobility of spirit if one is not prepared to forgive the imperfections of human nature. For all people, whether worthy or unworthy, require forgiveness. And only in this way can one rise above the lack of harmony and beauty. We offer to the omniscient God our reverence, our homage, and our gratitude for the light of the divine truth.